Tang Chatim, the commissioner of Uror County, says that fighting erupted between the Sudan People's Liberation Movement Army in opposition forces under First Vice President Riek Machar and a faction loyal to General Simon Gadwich on the outskirts of Piri Payam on Thursday.
Yesterday, my time, we had the voice of the heavy guns. I have been shot by General Gadwich faction. When we have them, they told us that there is some people came and attacked them. But yesterday morning, we identified the case, and we got it like that in the thigh. But we had those they told us that there is no people are going to attack them.
Commissioner Chatim says the clashes in the area have left residents in fear. He urges the fighting factions to move away from the villages to avoid harming civilians.
The authority of the rural county, we hide them these two sides of Ayo, and we tell them that we don't want you to be in El Payam because here is just a Payam, and I've been living by Payam and Teta. And there is no military barracks in Piri. What we encourage them that, because you are the son and daughter of this area, you, those of Kaiwo supporting Riek Machar, you can go to Moton. And we talk also with those of Kaiwo supporting General Gadwich, and we tell them that you go to the Rosas.
Chatim says the fighting continued toward Yuai Town, and that details about the casualties remain unclear. William Gadjeth, the military spokesperson for Gadwich faction, confirmed the fighting. In a statement South Sudan in Focus has seen, he said, quote, SPLA-IO would like to announce the fresh attack to the public that Dr. Riek Machar's forces, led by Major General Michael Walnyak from Matot, launched an unsuccessful attack on the SPLA-IO forces under the leadership of interim chairperson and commander-in-chief General Simon Gadwich earlier this morning at Pieri at 2 a.m. Gadjath says his group was able to repulse the attack without providing details about casualties. Several phone calls to Lampol Gavriel, the SPLA-IO spokesperson, went unanswered. However, Simon Hoth, the Jonglei State Law Enforcement Minister and the deputy chairperson of the SPLMA-IO in Jonglei State, confirms the fighting in Piri, saying their forces dislodged fighters loyal to General Gadwich.
Yes, I have a clue about it. Initially, there are some hillmen who are now from White Army, which is led by the Colonel Tunyanga Kal. And then they say they will be, they are now supporting the Kitwang declaration. And then they have been told, okay, if you are the part of the Kitwang, and then you leave the area of Piri. Okay. And then when they say convinced to leave the area, but in reality they influence the person who is the driver of tanks. This is the way they thought that they have a power. And then they have been dislodged up to now. Yesterday, and then they are now in the area called Pata.
In August, General Gadwich, the former chief of general staff of the SPLA-IO, said he had ousted Riek Machar from his position as leader of the SPLMA-IO and declared himself as the interim chairman of the movement. Nicholas Asom, the special representative of the UN Secretary General in South Sudan, recently expressed concern over the division within the Sudan People's Liberation Movement, Army in Opposition, or SPLMA-IO. He said it would hamper the implementation of the revitalized peace agreement. Peace monitors in South Sudan have been concerned about the stalled implementation of the 2018 peace agreement, especially the implementation of the security arrangements. A unity government to prepare the country for elections in 2023 was formed in February 2020. But so far, critical aspects of the peace deal, such as security arrangements, transitional justice, and institutional reforms are behind schedule or stalled. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.